Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing evaluation on Elizabeth Robinson, her date of birth is 124, 1961, 41-year-old female. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Date of evaluation is September 16, 2025. Is a emergency evaluation. Subjective and object data. Patient was seen via doxy on video at 10:45 in the morning as staff from the comprehensive counseling called me for psychiatric evaluation and adjustment of the medication. Elizabeth feels sorry for making this appointment, but described that she was running out of the medications and the, having some problem, like her dyskinetic movement has increased in her mouth and hand. She wanted if she can get a higher dose of wellbenazine. Also indicate that because of the medication, she has been sleeping a lot. I explained that this because of combination of medications. I explained her that Seroquel, Divaloprex and Wellbenazine also causing the same problem, but considering risk and benefit, I will reduce the dose of Seroquel to 150 mg at bedtime and monitor again in next week or so period. She described that she is feeling otherwise better, but denies any voices, denies any paranoid delusion, and her mood swings have significantly reduced. She was seen by a neurologist who has recommended for psychiatric evaluation. I further discussed that I'm evaluating every month, and old record can be seen, period. Patient has chronic history of bipolar mood disorder mixed, past history of substance abuse, having peace. In the past, she was treated with neuroleptics, especially Prolexin or Haldol, that may be responsible for the current problem. She was admitted under my care at Oakland Hospital. After that, she started following over. Patient was demanding for other medications like baclofen and some opiates. I explained her that I am not planning to give those medication, and she has been doing very well on a combination of Seroquel 200 mg daily and Depakote 500 mg BID. Period with the Depakote level was in therapeutic range, but due to anxiety, I avoid not to give her any benzodiazepines, and Celexa 20 mg was helping her. For anxiety, also Buspirone 10 mg 3 times a day was recommended. Period, Lamotrigine 100 mg to control her depression and potentiate the effect of citalopram. She was cooperative, compliance regularly, but for the last couple of months, she is inconsistent in compliance. She never made any attempt to kill herself or denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. She give a positive feedback about her improvement. Today, this appointment she made because she want to talk about her medications and our treatment. I further explained the role of medication, risk, benefit, side effect. I explained to which she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. There was some mild tremor, involuntary tremors were there in the mouth. There was, but this kinetic movement is significantly reduced. She denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. Her immediate memory was fair, recall was fair, her concentration was fair, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, plan, or any attempt. Judgment side seems to be good. Patient has been living with her husband. Peer assessment. Bipolar mood disorder mixed. Third eye scan is here. Plan will increase the dose of Ingrezza to 80 mg daily. Lamotrigine continue 100 mg twice a day. Buspirone 10 mg 3 times a day. Seroquel reduce the dose to 150 mg daily. Citalopram 20 mg daily. Divaloprex to 500 mg twice a day. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect I explained. Patient, all her concern and question was answered. Patient was quite happy. At the end, she told me that she has discussed with the staff in high tone, and therefore the staff has reported that they are going to give a notice of 30 days. I further discussed that that she has to be cooperative as a patient with the staff and also try to in future avoid this kind of alteration. To be agreed, prognosis guarded, this is the end of dictation, then we're after story.